So I know you've only been, this is your first year here, but this team hasn't had a lot of road wins lately. There's only one last year. So what was it like to get your second road win? I'm guessing it was kind of a happy flight, happy locker room.
It felt good in the locker room. You know, everybody was happy with what was going on. You know, we actually got a division win, so you know that was one of the main reasons why I was happy. And it was against Oakland. I guess we haven't beaten Oakland in a little minute. I'm pretty sure. So you know, the good thing about it is we came back, we fought through it, we never gave up, and we stayed with it. And you know, eventually the table's gonna turn for us, and we actually do that.
Was how surprised are you that your team was 1-4 at one point, and you know, you had 240-point games against you, and now all of a sudden you're one game out of division lead. I mean,
like I was telling the guys, it's crazy because if we're in the AFC North, none of this wouldn't be going on. We wouldn't be having a discussion about over one game out of it, you know what I mean? Because it's just different, you know. But the thing about it is we're in the AFC West, and the table's going to turn either way. You know what I mean? You don't have to have a great record to make the playoffs in this division. So, you know, that's a good thing about it. I just tell them, man, you know, you got to fight. Don't give up. You know, everything's going to work our way because it didn't go our way at the beginning of the year. You know, we're losing close games towards the end by field goals or a touchdown here and there, except those two games we got beat 40-something to whatever it was. So, you know, I just tell them, man, just hang in there, turn around.
So you have a feeling right now you guys are contenders?
Yeah, we contenders, but we still got to take it 1 week at a time. You know, we got a big game coming up this weekend against KC, and you know, we can't look forward past the next couple of weeks when we play, you know, the Chargers again. You know, we got to focus on Kansas City, and that's, I think, how we got to approach it. You know, we just had a big win this weekend, and you know, come Wednesday, you got to put it behind you and focus on the team ahead of you.
What was the process like of installing this read option offense like over these last couple of weeks?
Nah, wasn't no process, really. You know what I mean? It was just, we had to make it work. You know,
I mean, going to practice, or you're in the meetings, and I say, "This is what did you watch film of?"
When I watch film, I watch film on the D lineman. You know, see how they fire up the ball, see what their tendencies are at the beginning of the game, towards the end of the game. And you know, Oakland's one of those teams that you know you got to stay with it because they're going to come at you hard. You know, the first two quarters, and you know, the more you give back to them, eventually they'll break.
So, why were you guys confident that read option with you and Tim was
going to
work against Oakland?
I mean, my job is just to run the ball and make plays. You know, at the beginning, I wasn't too happy with the read option because, you know, it really wasn't doing anything until I figured out how to run it. You know, I just told Coach I'm going to change certain steps, certain things to the play. He was like, okay, go ahead. And then after I realized it was working, you know, I kind of got back in love with the read option.
You said we had to make it work. Why did you have to make that work?
We had to make it work just because, you know, that was basically our run game coming into that game plan. So, you know, if we didn't make that work.
At what point did you make those changes and start feeling comfortable doing it?
We made the changes halftime, you know, and I took it upon myself on the sideline to tell Coach E, I'm going to run it like this instead of running it the way, because the way Tim does it is, you know, he's going to ride you. And the way I was running, I couldn't run it the way he was doing it at the beginning.
What do you mean, ride you?
Like he'll ride you all the way in.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the play was designed, well, the way I thought it was, to go flatter. But when he rides you, it doesn't give you when he does it like that, I don't get the right reads, like as far as the cutback, hit it there, and there.
What adjustment
did you make?
Oh, no, the coaches made some adjustments halftime. Can't tell you that.
Do you think it's a viable option, the read option going forward? I mean, you took the wraps off it and surprised Oakland, but is it something that can be an ingredient going forward?
I mean, it could be something that can help us going forward, but you know, it's still, we got to do some other things. That's like getting the ball to the receivers. You know, we got to get more passes. We got to get more passes in. You know, it's good to run the ball, and I'm a running back. I know I shouldn't be saying this, but you know, it's going to be times when we're going to need to pass. You know, But the good thing about it is the coaches are working with Tim and the receivers, so you know, trying to get those guys on the same page.
Along those lines, how much improvement did you see with Tim's game?
It has improved, you know, since the Dolphins. You know, I wasn't out there for the second half, so I can't speak for the second half. But it improved from the Dolphins game, and you know, it's just something he's going to have to adapt to, you know, eventually, you know.
You confident? Is the team confident with him moving forward?
I think we are.
After, obviously.
Yeah, I think we are. You know, we got two wins up under the belt, two good wins up under the belt. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they're confident.
Well, I think you were joking yesterday, but I'm not sure. You said like 31 of 32 teams didn't want me, but here I am, you know, running for 160-some yards. What was it like for you in free agency? Were there suitors for you? Was Denver one of the only ones?
No, it was suitors, you know, but I was going to come to Denver regardless just because, you know, Coach Eric. And then, you know, Coach Fox runs the ball. But, you know, that's my motivation. You know, I'm pretty sure 31 other teams out there say I can't run anymore. I'm getting older, things like that. It is what it is. You know, it's a business, but, you know, that's how I feed.
Was this the only place, though, that you thought that you had a shot at being the number one back? Like, you said there were other teams that wanted you, but they may have wanted you as a complimentary guy. Was that why? Did you think, not only for Eric, but did you think the opportunity was best here?
Nah, I thought the opportunity was best here just to come and play, period. You know what I mean? Regardless of starting or not starting, I knew I was going to play coming here. You know, that's what I was looking for.
With what you've done this year, you look back at the last 3-4 years and say, dang, I could have been doing this all along.
Nah, because I knew I could do it all along. It just affected me getting the opportunity.
What was your thought after the opener against Oakland, and you talked about you had like 4 carries, 3 yards?
Yeah.
Was there any looking back and saying, you know, this is not what you expected, or what was the thought process then as compared to now that you're carrying the rock like you thought you would be?
Well, my thought process was totally different. I was like, you know, if I felt like if I would have carried the ball a lot more, the game would have been a different outcome. That's my thought process.
Did you think you would be? I mean, I know you're a confident guy, but I mean, when you look at my 400-yard games in 6 weeks, is this the kind of production that you thought you were going to have, or has this exceeded what you thought you could do?
I mean, I didn't know what I was going to have, you know, but I knew once we got in the training camp that our O-line, that, you know, even though they're young, those guys, they work hard. And, you know, I've had a couple of holes in training camp where I got to the outside and, you know, had to go up through the middle, and they opened them up. You know, the only thing that hurt us is we didn't have the OTAs, you know, to go through certain things. So, but other than that, I had a great feeling about it. A
couple more for Willis.
You didn't seem affected. Your hand didn't seem to be an issue. Is it no longer in your thought process?
Nah, it wasn't no issue as far as running the ball or anything like that. You know, I can open it, bend it, ball up a fist. It was just the fact of me going out there and playing, not worrying about it.
Nobody went after it? You didn't get helmets or anything?
No. I got hit on it, but, you know, never show weakness.
I think this was your second highest rushing game of your career, and I think the first one wasn't it after the Ravens had already clinched the playoffs and you played in the last game of the season, I think, and started and got 167 yards, I think, in the final game of the season. I think it was 2 years ago. So given that, I mean, does the way you performed yesterday, is that a big deal for you to come out in a game as meaningful as that and have that type of performance?
Man, you know, I really don't.
Earlier today?
I really don't. Oh, you got his glasses on. I really don't keep up with the stats, to tell you the truth. You know, I just try to go out there and perform, you know, help my team win, you know, because it's times where I need to make plays in order to get our guys going. You know, that's my goal is.